With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden wants Israel Defense Forces to be more precise in their military operations in Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Days after expressing concern about what he called Israel's indiscriminate bombing in Gaza, the president explained what he hopes the Israeli military can accomplish.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
Earlier, a National Security Council spokesman said the U.S. discussed with Israeli officials the possibility of ratcheting down the intensity of fighting in Gaza in the near future. Greg Clugston, the White House.
More than two-thirds of the House of Representatives voted in favor of a defense policy bill and sent it to President Biden's desk for a signature. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mike Rogers says the Pentagon needs the National Defense Authorization Act.
Enacting the NDAA has never been more vital than today. America and our allies face unprecedented and rapidly evolving threats from China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and terrorist organizations throughout the world. These threats are real.
One of the most divisive aspects of the bill is a short-term extension of a surveillance program aimed at preventing terrorism and catching spies. Opponents of the extension wanted changes designed to boost privacy protections for Americans. The European Union has decided to open accession negotiations with Ukraine and Moldova. European Council President Charles Michel called it a clear signal for of hope for their people and our continent. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the move as a victory for Ukraine and a victory for all of Europe. On Wall Street, the Dow by 158 points. This is SRN News. A battle over buses in Washington, D.C.
The Christian ministry Wall Builders is suing the Metropolitan Area Transit Authority for refusing to allow it to buy ad space on city buses. The transit system says it won't take any ads of a religious nature, but Wall Builders says that's unconstitutional. The ad that was rejected for the buses shows a picture of George Washington kneeling to pray at Valley Forge with the words, quote, "To find out about the faith of our founders, go to wallbuilders.com." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota officials will no longer deny applications for personalized license plates based on a state law that says any tag can be denied if it's found to be offensive to good taste and decency. Officials agreed to the change as part of a legal settlement approved by a judge who found that the good taste and decency language is unconstitutional. The ACLU sued last month on behalf of a man. This is SRN News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Russia is in dialogue with the U.S. on exchanging two jailed Americans, Paul Whelan and Evan Gerskovich.
Putin's remarks came at his end-of-year's news conference, in which he spoke about a recent offer the Biden administration made to secure the two men's release. The U.S. State Department reported it earlier this month and said Russia rejected it. At the news conference, Putin said, "It's not that we refuse to return them. We don't refuse. We want to reach an agreement with the U.S., and these agreements must be mutually acceptable and must suit both parties." I'm Karen Chamas.
Taking a look at other news, the average long-term U.S. mortgage rate dropped below 7% to its lowest rate since early August, another boost for prospective home buyers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.